Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for listening in today, everyone. I'm not sure if you can hear that rain pouring in the background, but it is pouring. And we are so grateful here in Australia because we have needed this. So apologies if you can hear a bit of a racket going on. Hopefully this will come out nice and clear and won't be too distracting. Now, today's episode, I want to talk to you about trauma bonding. I was reading a lot of information lately about trauma bonding. I'm always reading, I'm always listening to my own mentors and different people that I feel have got a lot of information on particular areas. And I found this information on Dr. Nicola Perra's website, and amazing information that she dishes out, the holistic psychologist. And I wanted to share with you some of the signs that you may be in a trauma bond relationship, because I feel like it is such a common situation. You know, people, maybe you, that are in these relationships that you know intellectually this is not healthy for you, this is not okay for you, but somehow you're addicted to that cycle of that relationship and you find it so incredibly difficult to unhook. And so I wanted to share these signs with you. You know, I've read these types of things over and over the last 10 years or more. And I know for me, this was absolutely something that I experienced myself. And, you know, I want you to know that you actually can break these trauma bonds. But it's really important to at first recognize what are these trauma bonds. Well, first of all, trauma bonding is when you are essentially feeling unhealthy yourself and you've got unresolved issues within yourself and you become attached to someone that is clearly abusive and not the best for you, but you become addicted to that person and that cycle of abuse within that relationship. You know it's not healthy, you want to leave, but then you seem to not be able to leave. What's going on? There is, it's called trauma bonding, right? So some of these signs that you need to pay attention to. So number one, there is a push-pull dynamic in the relationship where both of you in that relationship, you don't feel safe or secure in that relationship for whatever reason. And, you know, sometimes it's one of you, usually, you know, I know my situation with the narcissist I was with at that time, I felt completely like just so unstable in that relationship. I felt it wasn't a safe place for me in any way. I would go to sleep at night just never knowing what kind of space he was going to be in. And it was just a real uneasy feeling. So number one, there is that push-pull dynamic in the relationship. Number two, that you're in this trauma bond type relationship, is that you do feel as though that you are walking on eggshells in that relationship. You're afraid to be yourself. You're afraid to fully just be you, essentially. And you don't have this space where you are able to be fully honest and open with your feelings, your needs, your emotions, usually because you are aware that if you should talk about your emotions, that person is going to overreact or shut you down. They don't want to know, right? And it's just that feeling where you know yourself in your body that you cannot fully be yourself, right? Does this have resonance? Does that make sense, guys? Is that something you're living with? Is that something you've been through? Because there's nothing worse, is there, when we're in these relationships and we cannot be ourselves. We don't know how they're going to show up. Basically, their behavior is very inconsistent. Number three, the cycles of emotional addiction, where chaos, the fear of abandonment, create that feeling
that there's this sexual chemistry. You feel so drawn to this person, right? And this is something I've spoken about a lot, that when you meet somebody and you've got that massive chemistry and it's so incredibly amazing, I have come to realize that is often the early warning signs that this relationship is going to be anchored in some sort of fear, some sort of space where there is much work to be done for healing. Chemistry can be a sign. Instant chemistry, where it's full on, instant, is, to me, is often a sign of two people coming together with a lot of unresolved issues. There is a connection because the purpose of life is to evolve us and clear us. And on some level, we feel this, like this urgency, this connection, because it's the perfect combination to heal, to flush, to clear. And, you know, most people, you know, we're not aware of that, of course. And ultimately, we end up playing out these toxic relationships together. But if you are awake enough to understand this, to realize, okay, this person's triggering me, we've got this chemistry and we're, you know, all this is going on, let's work on this, let's work together, this is our stuff coming up from the surfaces to be cleared, we can work through this together, it can be an incredible healing experience. That when two people come together, yes, they've got the chemistry, but they are both awake enough to say what's going on when that, you know, when all that fire starts in that relationship. Unfortunately, what tends to happen is you just thresh out the dramas together, the relationship ends and you move on and you play it all out again and with the next person, right? Which is a very common thing to do if we keep avoiding that inner work. So it's very important to recognize those emotional addiction, those cycles of emotional addictions where you get addicted to someone, there's so much chaos, there's so much fear in those relationships, and yet you feel so chemically attracted to that person. It's another sign that there's trauma bonding going on there. The next sign is just being with someone that is very unpredictable in their behavior. And that can absolutely throw you off. They're very inconsistent, but you still want to stick around. You still want to be that person that stays there. You know that everything is a little bit ambiguous. You know that it's all over the place. But again, what is making you stay with that person? What is making you hooked into that person? It's that emotional addiction. It's the emotional addiction to essentially the stuff in your own brain that's being released at that particular time, right? We get addicted to the cortisol, the hormones of stress, essentially, that is being dumped into our brain. And what happens is we tend to play out these patterns, and without us even realizing it, as crazy and as unhealthy as it feels, it just feels almost like it gives us a high when, you know, when we're going through the rough patch, but then they become very loving. And I'll explain that a bit here. I've just got a bit of notes here actually today, guys, and I'll just read a little bit about what I've got in front of me. So basically, during the stressful points in the relationship, the victim, meaning yourself, if you, that is someone that, you know, you yourself are dealing with this, has elevated cortisol levels. So therefore, you would feel like you're on the edge, thinking that you may be hurt or may be abandoned by that abuser if you don't, you know, pull in line or do the right thing. So you're desperately seeking that reward hormone, dopamine, which is the pleasure chemical. So when you get that attention and affection, because it's like a cycle, right? You're rewarded with that dopamine, which further reinforces that traumatic bond. So does that make sense? So it really is, you know, you become so addicted to that cycle, that the continuous cycle of being in that relationship, it does feel incredibly difficult to pull away. And this is, again, part of that trauma bonding. And number five, there is essentially a love-hate dynamic where there is a strong nervous system activation, a fear that you cannot be your true self. So oftentimes in these traumatic relationships, these trauma bonding relationships, one hand you're feeling all this bonding and connection to that person, and on the next breath you have this hating, because you know in your soul that it's not healthy, right? And so you know that their behavior isn't okay. So that's when that part of you reacts, and it's like this, you know that person's wrong for you. You know you shouldn't be living like this. You know you want better for yourself, but you stay in that situation. Okay, so that's another one of those signs. Now, let me just recap those trauma bonds just very quickly. Like I said, that I read with Dr. Nicola Perra, which her stuff is fantastic. So number one, a push-pull dynamic where neither partner feels safe or secure in the relationship. Number two, a feeling that you're walking on the eggshells, that you are not able to be honest and communicative around your feelings and your needs in that relationship. There is the cycles of emotional addiction, where chaos and fear of abandonment create that illusion of the sexual connection. A partner that is unreliable or unpredictable. And there is that love-hate dynamic. So they're those trauma bonds, right? Some of them that really stand out. The thing is this, you can absolutely heal these trauma bonding. You can absolutely heal. And it's like I say to my clients, when you begin to do the inner work and you want to heal and you want to thrive in life and you start this journey of waking up, the one thing I wish to say today is it is not going to happen in a day, in a week, in a month. Because like anything that needs to be changed on such a cellular deep level, it takes consistency and showing up for yourself every single day with that commitment that you are going to put in the work for yourself. And sometimes when you begin this path, because initially you might get excited by recognizing and realizing things and it becomes like exciting because you suddenly realize you don't have to be a prisoner. But as you begin the work, other feelings come up, such as boredom, frustration, this isn't really working. And why is that happening? Because your mind that is so, well, your mind's job is to keep you safe. The mind is used to familiarity. When you begin doing this work, there is obviously a switch, a shift going on. And the mind's job is to pull you back to the familiar. And in that moment, that's when you can feel bored, frustrated, as you begin, you know, to get somewhere. And it's as though, you know, something's pulling you back, and that can definitely create that feeling of resistance, boredom, frustration. And this is the work of the warrior. I always say to my clients, you know, if you're going to work with me, be ready to dive deep, be ready to show up every single day and commit. It's not about giving you so much information that's going to overwhelm you. It's about giving you the tools every day that is going to make a massive difference, okay? And you have to implement those new ways of thinking, feeling, being, and start doing that work, because you need to break these cycles, or else you just continually play them out in your life. And what happens, they get passed down to your kids, and then it gets passed down, that generational trauma that just keeps going and going and going. We owe it to ourselves, guys, to free ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to awaken spiritually, to step into our power and to release these cycles that are keeping us prisoner. Because when we're living this way, we're not thriving. We're not loving our life. We don't feel in control. We feel as though we're a slave to the system. We're a slave to our stories. You know, we become a victim to the narratives that we keep playing over and over and over again in our mind. And the relationships that we're choosing often reinforce our earliest traumas. And we want to break that. We want to heal that. Okay. And I'm here for you. I'm here to say to you, let me help you awaken. Let me help you release that perspective that you have within your own mind, that you need to stay in these cycles. Let's unhook.
Let's get some real work going here so you don't have to keep living on the edge, getting all that cortisol, the stress hormone dumped into your body that's ultimately going to make you unwell over time, okay? Because how long does it have to be like this? How long do you have to stay in these cycles? Because nothing outside of your world has to change. What has to change is everything inside of your own way of thinking, feeling, and being. It's your own mind that is addicted to this situation you find yourself in. And we can't be relying on something outside of ourselves to fix us, right? We have to do that work. So if you are needing any help with this, guys, please reach out to me and let me help you on your journey. I have a brand new 3-month program that I am launching on the 17th of February. It is an incredible program that is designed to help you break these cycles. It is called Creating a New Mind and Leaving the Past Behind, where we dive in to the stories, the programs, the cycles, and basically rewire and heal and clear. So if you're interested in working with me on a one-to-one basis over the 3 months, then please message me at hello@sallykalen.com, or you can go to my Instagram, Sally Kalen, and DM me over there and I can send you some information. And you will also receive $200 off the sign up if you are to go on my waitlist now. So get onto that. Do not let this be the rest of your life, guys, where you just keep playing out the same pattern. You are the most important person, so you can be the best version of yourself. So I am sending you much love today. Have a wonderful day. Reach out to me. I am here for you. I will be back in a few days.